Lord, please forgive our impatience in prayer and teach us how to wait on you. Amen. So when I came into prayer, I asked the Lord, what is on your heart today? He immediately answered me and said, you need to press in more in prayer. I am there for you, but you give up too quickly. Will you, beloved, for both our sakes, linger expectantly? When you come into prayer, I am there for you. But there are times when I want to see how genuine your desire is. So linger with me, beloved. Don't be so quick to move on to other things. How can you teach others how to wait on me if you still are not able to do so? Wait expectantly, and I will not disappoint. I'm sorry, Lord. You used to wait for a fish to take your bait. Am I not more precious to you than the fish? I am truly sorry, Lord. There are times when I want you to wait, yet there are other times when I come quickly. This holds true for all souls who sincerely seek me out. Beloved ones, your lifestyles are so hyper and fast that waiting tranquilly in prayer for me is difficult for you. The pace of your lives is set up to help you miss opportunities of all kinds. You must study yourselves to see if you were really praying and waiting on me or just trying to get it done to move on with other things. Wow, that's me, all right. That's guilty. I am always ready to touch and direct the soul who sincerely waits on me, knowing that hearing from the Almighty is no small matter and not to be taken lightly. It is a worthy pursuit, one worth every difficulty and trial to obtain. And I will let you in on a little secret. I long to see a soul pursuing me and waiting on me. There is little in this world that is more precious than the soul who thinks nothing of waiting before me for hours, just for the joy of knowing me. This is why these men leave the world and go out into the desert, forsaking all the delights of civilized life for just one sweet touch from me. And here he's referring to the Orthodox monks. Ezekiel and I have been watching the Orthodox monks lately and the life that they lead out in the desert. And their closeness to the Lord is beautiful, really beautiful. They've forsaken everything to be with him. And that's what we want to do too, but we're quite a ways away from that. So he said, this is why men leave the world and go out into the desert, forsaking all the delights of civilized life for just one sweet touch from me. Shall I disappoint them? Never. They are my delight as they wait and I listen to their deepest thoughts. Remember the analogy I gave you about the difference of wading into the ocean, from swimming in the ocean, to floating on the ocean, to surfing the waves, comparing all of these activities to the one I love most, diving for pearls. Yes, to have those lovely pearls, you must dive deep, going all the way to the bottom. In this case, the swimmer is single-minded. All he cares about is getting to the very bottom and harvesting the pearls, even until he finds one of great price. This is what prayer is all about, attaining to the pearl of great price. There are times when I speak to you immediately, and other times when I need to reach deep inside your heart to communicate what is precious to me. This requires a stillness of soul, a resting in me, so that I may impart the deeper things to you. Most people think of all they could be getting done when prayer is taking more time and when I am not coming immediately. They become impatient and give up, thinking there is more value in spending their time doing things, rather than spending all that time just waiting for me to speak to them. But they do not understand how very much I delight in their company. If I answer them immediately, they are soon satisfied and leave my holy presence. But if I do not come forth immediately, they must wait for me, and I love being in their undivided presence. Do you really believe me when I tell you that I miss you? Yes, Lord, I do. Well then, my beloved, demonstrate that to me, because I long for your company. Truly I do. So I asked him, what about when I sing to you on the keyboard? Precious. That time is precious, especially when you truly enter into it and are not distracted by getting it just right. Lord, would you please teach me how to do that? All the time I am teaching you, but you must learn to focus on me and not be drawn off course trying to get it right. There is no easy way. It takes practice, my dove. But do you enjoy the practice? Once you settle into a song, meaning it with your whole heart, I love it. Visualize me beside you on the keyboard, delighting in every note and the sound of your voice so tenderly. I will help you get past the awkwardness so that you may truly enter into worship. Just keep the song simple and we will do this together. Yes, I derive great joy from this endeavor, but skill comes with practice and repetition. And I just said to him, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. It's hard to keep my mind on him when I don't know a song. And I don't know very many songs. Not to be able to play them from start to finish, right? But I can sing them, but I can't always play them. And it is very precious when the spirit falls, when I'm playing the keyboard. You can really feel the difference. And what I was thinking just now is, the enemy is going to use this against me. And they're going to say, okay, see that? That's what the Lord wants her to do. So we're going to make her more impatient, right? And make things more. That's what they hate when you get close to the Lord and when you pray. They hate it. So they do everything in their power to distract you, disrupt you, make you feel guilty for not doing something else. These demons that are sent out to cause problems when you're praying. We need to cut through that. We need to exercise them with our swords and take control over those interruptions and those distractions and not let them get away with it, because this is what they live for. They live to separate us from God. And the Satanists send them out on those assignments continually. So I'm looking back now on what he's saying, and that I have been impatient and left prayer. I don't like that, and I don't want to be that way. So I'm going to pray for his help and really make an effort. And for the rest of you guys, when you say prayer is dry, I think one of the reasons is you don't linger long enough, huh? Does anyone want to say amen to that or not?
Amen. Amen.
Saying, Lord, I hope Leo gets a confirmation on this message. You know, and that it's not me and that it's really you, Lord. But Leo got a confirmation and I needed to hear that.